Radio Gorgeous. Gorgeous Kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. Hi, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Welcome to Sainsbury's Magazine Recipes. And today we're doing a fabulous spring lamb dish.
Yes, we are.
Which has got a Mediterranean twist, wouldn't you say?
It does. I definitely would say. It's
lamb stew with artichokes, cannellini beans and sun-soaked tomatoes. But don't let those artichokes scare you off. We just found them in the cold section, didn't we?
Yes, it's artichoke antipasta. So
it's not fresh ones, you're not having to fiddle around with your artichokes. No. Fantastic. So what ingredients have we got here, Don?
Oh, let's give us a list. We've got the olive oil, lamb shoulder, onion, garlic, white wine, tomato puree, white wine vinegar, vegetable stock, rosemary. Ooh, got to go to the garden and get that. Cannellini beans, as advertised, and artichokes, and sun-soaked tomatoes and parsley.
Ah, sounds okay, doesn't
sounds
it?
Sounds Tuscan.
So first we preheat the oven. I believe we've already done that.
Yes, I've got to start.
Okay, to fan 130, gas mark 2, quite low. Heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in the large frying pan over a high heat. Brown the lamb in batches until the pieces are well coloured. Take your time. You'll be able to taste the extra layer of flavour. So there don't rush your meats.
I'm not rushing my meat.
But you know what you're going to do? You're going to have to do some, what did you describe it as earlier?
Some butchering.
Because you didn't buy it already butchered, did you?
No, I bought,
what
I bought,
bought
a
Let's
large
it's called
piece of New Zealand lamb boneless
makes it.
So I'm just going to have to turn that into cubes myself.
Yeah. So Donna, have you ever done anything like a butcher's course or...
I haven't, only for fish, which isn't obviously butchery.
Yeah,
but
that's
how to cut
good because fish is harder than meat, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So what did you learn how to do with fish?
Yeah, well, there's two types of fish. There's, you know, your...
With scales and without, is it?
No, it's the, whether they have a round body or a flat body, and you do it differently.
Of course, because sole or trout sort of thing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So this seems to have quite a bit of fat on it, so I'm going to try and trim...
Exactly.
A bunch of that off.
Okay, so you're going to be doing that, and we're going to get out the pan, and I'll put some olive oil in it.
I've already done that.
Fantastic. Okay. So we're putting the diced lamb into the olive oil to brown, as they said, brown slowly, because they said it'll bring out more flavour.
You know, and I am ignoring what they said about putting it in a separate fry pan. Yeah. I always, when I'm doing a stew or something like that, well, because you get all the flavor.
Yes, the browning.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, why waste it?
Yeah.
I have to say that I am a little disappointed in my choice of meat because there was a lot, there was a big layer of fat on that shoulder.
Yeah. So it's probably best just to buy them steaks.
Yeah, because I think for that, what they meant you to do is to roast it in the, you know,
yeah,
so that
so
the
it
fat.
Needed fat.
Yeah, it needs to be insulated, but that's not my purpose.
Yeah.
Or buy a leg of lamb and then cut it off, you know, put the meat off of that as well. Yeah. I like lamb neck. Do you
that's good for stewing,
I really like it. It becomes very tender.
Yeah. Well, this is a kind of, as we say, a Mediterranean stew.
Exactly. They use everything. Exactly. Every bit of that lamb.
Because, of course, spring is when you eat lamb, isn't it? And it's spring now!
Yes, well, because by fall, there ain't no spring no more.
Yeah.
They're not lambs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And I'm not using a wooden spoon, but I'm using this fabulous tool. Look at this. It's a sort of, I would say, a scooped... a scooped, slotted spatula.
Yeah, it's like a shell, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's not, like a scallop shell in shape, but it has slots and it's metal. It has 6 functions here, you see. It beats, it drains, it strains, it blends, it whips, and it mixes.
I've got a feeling that's an American instrument.
I got it in a charity shop last summer in America for $1, and I've been very happy.
So do you think it is 1950s? It looks. Like.
I would say
60s.
Yeah, or 70s. Yeah. And I have gotten my pennies
worth
out of
it. Yeah.
It owes me nothing anymore if it breaks on me now, which I know it won't because
it's old. Yeah. As old things are well made.
Yes, it'll see me out.
I'm so delighted that spatula must have a different word than a normal one.
Yes, exactly.
We'll see you out. Smelling good.
Yeah.
And you're using a Le Creuset to cook
in.
Yeah, which you got for a wedding present.
Yeah.
And it's black, of course, signature colour.
Of course. Right, I need more lamb.
Yeah. You think maybe this recipe isn't much lamb, but because you add all the vegetables at
the end
and the beans.
Yeah.
It
rounds it out.
Exactly.
Well, and the other thing I'm going to do, not that it's recommended, but I can't see the harm in it.
Oh, you're going off piste again.
I have some leeks around.
Well, I see them as onions.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah. They're in the same family. And also, I see them sort of, they're sweet. I think that goes along with the sort of Mediterranean.
Yeah. You add your own.
Yeah. Cup. Don't you?
Yes, but.
I mean, you never stick to the recommended amount of garlic.
No, that's true.
And I see, and an onion isn't wildly different from a leek, is it?
No.
It's a cousin.
Did you have the leeks lying around there?
Yes, that's what I said. Yeah. Yes, well. Yeah. Use it up.
Yeah. Wear it out. Ain't nothing this in this whole world I care about. Woo! 1, 2, 3, shake your lammy down. 1, 2, 3, shake your lammy down to me. Darling, I only listen to Radio Gorgeous. Add the remaining tablespoon of oil to the frying pan and fry the onion for 3 to 4 minutes until beginning to caramelize. Add the garlic and continue to fry for a minute, and then pour over the white wine and allow it to reduce by 2/3 so the liquid has almost disappeared.
Excellent.
So at the moment the lamb isn't in there, we're just getting it all tasty.
Exactly. And how much wine?
I think it's at one large glass, really. Unfortunately, we can't drink this because this really is wine that's
wine.
Been... Well, it's a very, very nice Chablis. That
It was,
but it's gone over because it's been in our kitchen sitting on the side for a week. But I think we can have a nice glass of red with this.
Here, I'm going to throw in these leeks now that's doing that.
Okay.
And once they sort of get translucent, then I'm going to throw in the garlic.
Okay, great. Well, they've got to all caramelise a bit.
Exactly.
So you're now smashing the garlic. You're doing the Jamie Oliver trick with the back of the hand. That really does bring out the flavour, doesn't it, crushing them?
Well, it also makes it easier. You know, if you've been faffing about trying to get it out of the skin.
Yeah, but yeah. Have I faffed?
You're a faffer.
So funny, I met an Italian woman once, and I was saying something about the garlic press. She said, "Garlic press? I would never be so cruel to a piece of garlic."
Yeah, exactly. They think like making pesto. It's like you shouldn't bruise the basil. And you know.
Your next step is add your large glass of white, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got a cute little measuring jug there. And I'd say this onion slightly browning, which is what you want.
Yes, that's perfect. Ooh.
Woo. Lovely.
Nice.
You've got to boil it off till the liquid has almost disappeared. Yeah. Our Chablis has boiled down, and we're now adding the lamb. Get in there, lamb baby.
Okay, and I think we need the
tomato puree. Now I'm speaking American. Tomato puree, and we've got hot stock.
Just I put the vinegar with the hot stock.
Yeah, I think it's a tablespoon, which means a big squirt.
Which means a big old squirt.
Yeah.
And season it well.
Yeah. Do we add the rosemary? The sprig of rosemary.
Which
we've chopped very finely, so it doesn't sort of...
So we don't have to pull it out.
Yeah, out of our teeth, a big piece. Yeah. And then we're going to bung it in the oven for an hour and 3/4.
Yeah.
The 3/4 is because we're going to take it out and then add the tin, which is so easy. We haven't had to soak them, of cannellini beans.
Yes.
And then put it back in and that'll heat up. And then you're going to do some sides. You're going to do some sides of this as well, aren't you? What are you going to do?
I got some kale. And I was thinking, you know, another thing that would be nice with it is like sort of grilled asparagus would be nice.
Oh.
I know, but I didn't get any. Okay. So don't get excited.
Okay.
Yeah, I decided to do a couscous with, I'm going to do it with lemon zest and parsley.
Oh, that would be lovely because the lemon zest will be a strong taste, which will go well with the lamb and the artichokes and the sun-dried tomato.
Yeah. I thought it would be springy and zingy. Yeah.
And we know lemon and parsley together, that's like fabulous combination. My weekday fix, darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous. So the bell's just gone off. So what we've got to do now, we've got to...
Stirring in the cannelloni beans.
Remove the lid and stir through the cannellini beans. Replace the lid and cook for another 15 minutes.
Wow.
Remove the stew from the oven and allow to cool completely. Discard the rosemary sprig. So it's dried a little bit. So we're going to add a little bit more wine. What's really nice, it's a kind of orangey colour because of the tomato. Get that back in. For another 15.
And I think it's time for us to have an aperitivo.
Yes, I think let's have a little drinky poo. Superbo. We've just got it out the oven and we're going to, Donna's about to stir through the artichokes and sun-soaked tomatoes until they're heated through. And then we're going to serve garnish of chopped parsley. Yes, and we're having a family dinner. There's six of us here tonight and we're going to get everybody's opinions about the dish. This Mediterranean casserole.
We've added a teeny bit of water, although your idea with the wine was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, always.
Because we really didn't have to add much water there.
Exactly.
And if you're going to add something, you'd rather have wine than water.
So here we are, six of us at dinner, eating the Mediterranean stew. Honor, what do you think of it?
Very hearty.
Ah. Simon, what do you think?
Hearty?
It's extraordinarily tasty, actually.
We paid him to say that.
And how about you, Richard?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Full marks.
Exactly.
The casserole recipe, you've got to go to Sainsbury's magazine. Thank you so much. Cheers. Buon appetito. You'll find this recipe in the April edition of Sainsbury's magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com. Radio Gorgeous.